Next item on the agenda, William Haney requests to license and locate a pound net in the Chesapeake Bay near Hewlett Point.
A little technical assistance for staff. Bear with me a sec.
Mr. William Haney is requesting permission to license and locate a pound net in Chesapeake Bay near Hewlett Point.
First off, is Mr. Haney here? Good enough. Thank you.
Just to refer you to the map, this is Hewlett Point. This peninsula, part of this peninsula is the Hewlett Point Natural Area Preserve. And the net is to be located in this position. There appears to be a little bit of an error in the latitude and longitude that Mr. Haney provided to us. Based solely on the latitude and longitude, the net would be out here. But he's indicated to me that he wants the net within 50 feet of the shoreline, so it'll actually be located in this area. We have received 18 public comments prior to your getting the staff evaluation on this issue, and we have since received a couple more. There's also an additional letter from the applicant there making some further points in his own behalf. All total, six of the letters received are in favor of Mr. Haney's proposal. 14 are in opposition. To sort of summarize the public comment, particularly that which is in opposition, the writers of the letters cite the appearance of the net as an eyesore. They worry about the occurrence of dead fish on the shoreline. They believe the net will have an effect on recreational fishing in the area. There's some concern that if you allow this net now, that there will be others placed in the future in the same area. And in general, there's an expression that pound nets are detrimental to natural resources and water quality. Quite a few of the comments in opposition expressed concern about the placement of the net, a commercial net, in close proximity to the natural area preserve, and say it will detract from the nature of that that area. The owner of the shore in that area, or the owner of the natural area preserve, is the Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation, and it is part of their natural area preserve system. We contacted DCR on two occasions to make them aware, as property owners, of the potential location of a pound net in this area. And they informed us that they would not comment on the proposal. We can only interpret that is that DCR has no concern with the placement of a pound net in that area. And, of course, they are the property owners. I would also draw your attention to one of the public comments that we received was from individuals who volunteer their time as part of the Natural Area Preserve and claim that they are probably as familiar with that area as anyone, and they also know Mr. Haney, believe him to be a good fisherman who will take care of his net and see that it does not become dilapidated and will fish it in accordance with standard operating procedures, and they therefore see no problem with the placement of the net in that area. We always look at the presence of submerged aquatic vegetation in these areas, and staff has provided you with maps of SAV from VIMS for the 2005 to 2008 period, and as you can see from those maps, there are no SAVs in the immediate area. Most of the SAVs are located down inside of Dividing Creek in this area and up in the northern portion of Ingram Cove up here. Now, the net is certainly within the historical range of SAV, but there hasn't been SAV in this area in quite a while, and we don't anticipate there being any in the relatively near future. So driving the net at this point will not destroy any SAV. There may be some confusion on the public's part about the location of the net as well. I think some were thinking that it would be actually up in Dividing Creek or near the mouth of Dividing Creek, which is down here. And that obviously is not the case. They were worried about navigation in the area or disrupting the flow of vessels into Dividing Creek. That doesn't appear to be the case. So based on our review of all of those factors, we are inclined to support the placement of the net by Mr. Haney. This is, of course, a public hearing on the matter, and Mr. Haney is here.
Any questions of Mr. Travelstead? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jack, just looking at this submittal that we were just handed, can you tell us how deep the head of the panel would be roughly? I'm just looking at this drawing. It looks like it'd be in about 5 or 6 feet of water. Is that the scale, or is that accurate?
Are you referring to this? I can only answer, you know, what you see there, and I think Mr. Haney could probably provide you with a better analysis of that.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Travelstead. Mr. Haney? Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Mr. Travis, he pretty much covered everything I wanted to say. First off, my name is Billy Haney. I'm the applicant for the proposed panel net. And first off, I had some maps here of the area. I made copies. You can see the chart, you know, clearly shows that the panel nets will be a mile and a half from the channel going into Dividing Creek. Also, it's about 3/4 of a mile, you know, above the northernmost point of Dividing Creek. So it's pretty much no way it will have any effect on the boating traffic coming, you know, in or out of the creek. Also, one issue in one of the letters was that it would be unmarked at nighttime, but I do have lights to put on the trap, so, you know, if there are any boats in the area, you know, it will be clearly lit up where they can see it. And also, I was going to mention about the seagrass. I was just down there Sunday. The water is perfectly clear, and there's nothing but sandy bottom, you know, in the whole area, you know, around where the pound that will be. The net will probably attract birds. But they tend to stay offshore around the pocket, which is 500 feet offshore. And just to clear up on that, the latitude longitude lines that I gave, that was for the pocket. The farthest inshore was the 50-foot mark, which is where the end of the hedge will be. So like I said, the pocket will be offshore, and that's where the birds are going to tend to stay. And, you know, that'll be mainly pelicans and gannets and ospreys. And I don't think anybody, you know, that comes to the nature preserve is going to mind, you know, seeing a few pelicans or whatever, because I think that's what they come there to look at anyway. Another issue was erosion. I don't think anybody can show any evidence of where a pound that, you know, has ever caused any erosion in the bay. I just think that was one complaint that's, you know, going to mislead people, you know, and that, you know, trying to not support the pound that. And as far as the fish being washed up on shore, I pounded it for 6 years. And I've never seen a fish killing my trap. You know, when I call the fish, you know, I call them as soon as they come in the boat. mainly to prevent them from dying, the unwanted fish, and also to avoid fines from VMRC. When the fish go back overboard, they're going to go right on back swimming. I certainly don't think any of them are going to die and end up on the shoreline. Also, this isn't a big commercial operation. I work by myself. I operate out of a 21-foot skiff that draws less than 2 feet of water. I don't see how it will have any effect on the preserve or the bay bottom. As Mr. Travis has said, I have talked to Rob Wilson. He's the volunteer coordinator for the Natural Area Preserve, and he's the one that wrote the letter in favor of the pound net. He said he had no objection to it, and I've also talked to a few other monitors of the preserve area, and they didn't have any objections, neither did. That's pretty much all I had to say, except I do have a petition that we had filled out. We have almost 450 names of people who are in favor of the trap. And some of these people in the completing area, from the Reedville area, as well as the Ditchley and Dividing Creek area. And I'll give that to y'all too.
Any questions, Mr. Haney? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Haney, if I can, I asked Jack Travis to, and you may have heard the question, but how deep will the offshore end of the net be?
The pocket will be placed in 8 feet of water.
At low water?
Yes, sir. And like I said, that far, the inshore mark that we have on the map is the end of the hedge, and that's approximately 4 feet, three to 4 feet of water.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Haney. Yeah. Anyone else here in support of the net? Did y'all want to speak or just stand and...
I'd like to speak.
Come forward.
Thank you.
And y'all want to?
My name is Rick Lockhart. I'm a resident of Dividing Creek, and I need poor eyesight. This is Hewlett Point. Okay. I just want to say I was one of the individuals who went on record as writing a letter to you opposing this. And the main reason was, and I apologize to Mr. Haney profusely, I am not an anti-commercial individual or anything of that matter, but I have a laptop computer with a program on it. It said it was going to be 50 feet, and where it was put in the paper, the coordinates was right here, right dead on the form.
I can understand.
And this whole area is SAVs, speckled trout, puppy drum, rockfish. I've been fishing it for 50 years. I went out just yesterday from here, from 50 feet out, 600 feet is 3 to 5 feet of water. I don't know why anybody would want to put a pound net there anyway, but I know that there's never been a pound net there where I thought it was. Since it's out there, I have no objection.
Thank you for your clarification.
Thank you.
Ms. Hall, ladies before gentlemen, and then Mr. Smith.
I didn't know I was a gentleman.
I didn't know I was a lady. Thank you.
It's close to Christmas time, isn't it? Ms. Hall.
Thank you, Mr. Bowman. Everybody else has talked so much better than I have, but I did want to just voice my support and encourage the VMRC to approve.
Idaho, for the record. I'm sorry.
I actually live a mile or less southwest on the shoreline, in between Jarvis Creek and Bluff Point. And for many years, pound nets were numerous throughout the bay and its rivers, all along Hewlett Point shore, from the point all the way up and in front of my house. There were numerous. Many of them were fished and put there by my own family, my grandfather, great uncles, and cousins. As they became older, others fished the water, namely Palmer Hudnell, D. Carter, Wason Christopher, and others. And in 1964, had my first opportunity going out with my cousin on his pound net, and that's was where my whole life changed that very day. And as a former resident of Danville, Virginia, visiting relatives on the bay at my brother James's suggestion, we went out one June morning on my cousin's boat when he and his two crew members fished his pound nets. Every day of that summer and many of the next 8 summers I spent on my cousin's work boat when he fished his nets, I learned a lot about the life cycles and habitats of fish and crabs, fishing methods, boats, and the water. But most importantly, I learned respect for the water, for its resources, and all those who share it for their livelihood or recreation. And I learned far more of those summers on that boat than I ever learned in my years in the classroom. Three things stand out in my mind from my pound netting experience. Number one, the fish were always alive in the net. Any fish or crab that wasn't legal to keep was immediately bailed overboard alive. In all the years that my family fished, and later when others fished these same stands, there were never dead fish washing up on our pristine shore. And like Hewlett Point, our shoreline is also a conservation, it's under a conservation easement that's protected from development. The other thing, the number two, what stood out was the camaraderie that existed between the crew, and of course, if he's going to be operating by himself, that will be kind of hard. But there was also camaraderie between the recreational and the commercial fishermen. The pound net became a place where recreational boaters came to show my cousin the fish that they caught just offshore from his net. And sometimes they would get bait, but mostly to share a common love of fishing and respect for each other. Pound netting actually bridged these two fisheries, the recreational and commercial. And thirdly, this is not a pound net is an intensely physical labor, and it takes a young person, and I commend him for his desire to do this. And I would just hope that all of us as fishermen, whether we're recreational or commercial, would unite our efforts and energy towards common goals of restoring our fishery resources and water quality. Pound net fishing isn't a problem. When we live in the sedentary computerized world, it's nice to have someone who wants to come out and do some physical hard work outdoors. And I commend him, and I urge the VMRC to approve his request.
Thank you, Ms. Hall.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Smith.
Thank you all, Ken Smith again.
Sir.
Hard act to follow. well, speaking on behalf of the Virginia Watermen, we are in favor of this, and we hope you will approve it. Anybody as old as I am can remember when you left New Point and came on up today, you never got out of sight of a fish trap. Came past Smith Point, it was the same way up the Potomac River. When I'm speaking in favor of this one, I'm also speaking in favor of the next two, so I hope I don't have to jump up again and defend it. But we are in favor of all of these. I hear opposition talking about an eyesore. This trap's a total of 600 feet long. The next two are 1,200 feet long. Talked about habitat earlier. I've seen this commission approve piers over pristine marsh that are 1,800 feet. It's a law that you all do it. I mean, the people within the law, these all are within the law as well. I find it an eyesore myself to look across 1,800 feet of pristine marsh and see a pier. I've seen one so big in here one day, they would have golf carts passing. And Mr. Commissioner, you even made the comment that you hoped the airplane didn't land on it. But I really hope that this is approved and the other two as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Anyone else? Anyone in opposition? Matters before the commission for discussion and actions. Mr. Tanger.
I move to approve Mr. Haney's request for a pound net application near Hewlett Point.
Second by Mr. Bowden. Further discussion. Mr. Schick.
I'd just like to say that pound nets in general aren't any more negative to the resource than any other structures that are in the water. And one that is fished as the law requires, does a service to the community that can't go out and get fish themselves. This particular net is in a place that does not interfere with boat traffic, and one man's beauty could be another man's beast. So some people don't like boat lifts, some people don't like boat houses, some people don't like condos, some people don't like fish traps. So that's just the way it is. And I'd just like to say I support this particular trap, and I think the process has been going through well and it's thorough. And thank you for that.
Thank you. Further discussion, Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would also note that now that the location is clarified here on this chart, it does appear to be a sufficient distance from the entrance to Dividing Creek that it won't substantially impede navigation toward the entrance of the creek. And it is shallow enough that I think it'll minimize some of the interactions with other uses of the waterway.
All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much for the presentation.